Let's talk a little bit about the STAR trial. Can you kind of summarize what was seen?
In the STAR trial, we built upon the data that were available from the NSABP P1 trial, or the breast cancer prevention trial. And in that study, we had both pre- and postmenopausal women who were at increased risk of breast cancer. And there were 13,381 women in that trial, half of whom, approximately 6,700, received tamoxifen and half received placebo. And compared to placebo, tamoxifen reduced the incidence of invasive disease by 49% and in situ disease, that is DCIS, by about 50%. We also had data available from several prospective osteoporosis trials that were using raloxifene to treat mostly older postmenopausal women who were not at increased risk of breast cancer. But those trials, particularly the Moore trial, showed that the breast cancer risk reduction with raloxifene compared to placebo was substantial. It was in excess of 60%. There were also preclinical data to suggest that, like tamoxifen, raloxifene prevented the emergence of invasive tumors in rat chemically induced breast cancer models. So we began the STAR trial in July of 1999 through the NSABP sites. There were 200 main sites and 200 additional satellites. And we enrolled between 1999 and 2004, 19,747 high-risk postmenopausal patients. Half of them received tamoxifen. Half of them received raloxifene, the dose of tamoxifen, 20 milligrams and 60 milligrams a day of raloxifene. The trial was monitored by a Data and Safety Monitoring Committee, who in December of 2005 declared that the trial had reached its pre-stated number of invasive breast cancer events, 321, and so the trial was unblinded. At the time of the unblinding, the occurrence of invasive breast cancer incidence was essentially the same comparing tamoxifen to raloxifene. There were 163 invasive breast cancer cases in the tamoxifen arm, 168 in the raloxifene arm. So there was no statistically significant difference. But compared to the predicted number of invasive breast cancer events at the start of the trial using the Gale model, the risk reduction was about 50%. So that the effect of raloxifene was equal to that of tamoxifen, and the effect of tamoxifen in the STAR trial was about what we had seen in the first breast cancer prevention trial. Interestingly, and perhaps somewhat surprisingly, there was not as great of an effect by raloxifene on the incidence of non-invasive breast cancer, so that with tamoxifen, we saw 57 cases of in situ cancer, and that included both ductal carcinoma in situ and lobular carcinoma in situ, 57 cases with tamoxifen and 80 cases with raloxifene. Now, it was not statistically significant, but it did represent 40% more in situ cases with raloxifene than with tamoxifen.